Hi, it's Kane Hodder, Jason from Friday the 13th. You're watching Slash and Cast. Keep watching, or I'll kill you and your whole family.
What's going on, horror fans? Welcome back to another episode of Slash and Cast. My name is Riley. That is Nick. Before we jump into things, I want to say make sure you check out our streams. It'll probably just be all Friday the game this week, but we have some new stuff. Got some special hockeys planned and new emotes for sponsors. And if you're interested in sponsoring, that does keep the channel very much alive due to YouTube demonetization. So would very much appreciate that. Come join us this week.
Yes, we're also going to be at Days of the Dead Chicago on November 17th through the 19th. That is coming up really quick. It's really fun. You know, if you're in the Chicago area, you should definitely go. Not just to meet us, but there's a bunch of killer guests, a lot of fun events. You haven't been to a convention, Chicago is definitely a good one to go to.
Absolutely. Great way to jump into things. Also, make sure you join our Discord. All of our content's posted there. When we go live, you get notified. And also, movie nights. We just finished up the Friday the 13th marathon last night. And now we're jumping to things are getting pretty hectic in movie nights. There's going to be, like, quite a few. I can't exactly tell you the exact schedule that we have, but we're definitely going to jump into the Halloween marathon and a few surprises in there as well. So make sure you join Discord to be a part of that. All right. So let's jump into the news today. Really, let's discuss the lack that there is. Horrors are dead this week, mainly because they're all saving everything for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So next week's probably going to be a really long episode. This week, we don't have that much. But what we did get to do is see Victor Crowley. And now the reason this isn't an episode by itself is because we have to keep it short and very much spoiler-free. That is a request from the man himself, Adam Green. Speaking of which, Adam Green, very, very, very cool guy. Yes. Very down-to-earth, very real. If you get a chance to meet him, you definitely should.
Yeah.
So this was part of the Victor Crowley tour that's going on. In case you didn't know, this was Hatchet 4, made in complete secret. So if you're a Hatchet fan, this was insane.
Yeah.
They straight up had, it was sort of the 10th anniversary for Hatchet.
Yes.
And everyone showed up like, all right, let's watch Hatchet. And Adam was just like, nope, we're watching Hatchet 4. It's like, oh, yeah.
Really?
And then it blew up, and now he's going across America on tour.
Yeah.
And we got lucky and got a chance to see it. We also got, there's a tour exclusives, and this poster is a tour exclusive that you can only get if you happen to see it in his journey across America, and it's awesome. It's very, very cool poster. So just stuff like that. There's a Hatchet that we wanted to get to, but, you know, stuff is pricey.
Yes.
But if you should look across your, trading groups across Facebook and stuff, see if you can get your hands on this kind of stuff, because it's awesome.
Yes, it really is.
All right, so let's talk about the movie itself. So if you are a fan of the past Hatchet films, you are going to dig this one.
Mm-hmm.
It has the feel of past Hatchet films while also being able to twist it up and giving us a little bit of love outside of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little bit of taste of both worlds for once. And now I don't even want to go into synopsis details, really. Like, I want to keep it as far from spoiler-free as possible, or as far from revealing spoilers as possible. And not even, like, cast. Don't want to talk about any of that kind of stuff. The fact is, it does feel like a Hatchet film, while also being more driven by suspense rather than complete gore.
Right.
So, you, don't get me wrong. You got the gore.
The gore's there.
You got the gore, believe me. But there's more that leads up to it.
Yes.
There's more character development. There's more suspense and closure all around.
Mm-hmm.
One-liners. They're all over this film. They're all over the place. And a lot of it's very self-aware.
Yes.
Of course, all Hatchet films are very self-aware. So when these one-liners being delivered, at times they don't even make sense. So it is definitely, it's what you'd expect from any Adam Green film.
Yes.
A lot of comedy and a lot of gore. But this time there's suspense that leads up to it.
Yes.
And you really just can't ask for anymore. It was great. Now, if you do get the chance to see it on tour, please do. Like, it's going to be way better than seeing it on Blu-ray when it comes out, or VOD.
Right.
The context surrounding Adam Green's past, okay, and his way of mixing it into the film, it's very crucial for the experience of watching Victor Crowley.
Yes.
We were saying he needs to write a book.
Yes, yes, definitely. That introduction that he gave, like, That could have been, you know, a couple chapters if he elaborated a little bit more. And it was just so, I mean, inspiring, really.
Yeah, and if you're seeing him on tour when he's not there, I think that all takes away. Like, having him there to explain his past and what was involved in getting this film created it's very crucial to actually understanding a lot of the story going on, because a lot of it has to do very much with his life. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the stuff that happened in his life going into the film.
Yes.
And that, I think it's really important to understanding what Hatchet 4 is, what Victor Crowley is. Now, it's by no means a perfect film, but it was never meant to be. None of the Hatchet films are. They're meant to be very self-aware slasher films that are direct references to the 80s while still giving fans what they know and love, what's been ruined by Hollywood pretty much. That's Adam Green's goal ultimately with Victor Crowley.
Yes.
And it does just that. It's a film that will not disappoint horror fans and is made with true loving care for the genre and the franchise. I'm telling you. You'll enjoy it if you enjoyed past Hatchet films. If that's not your thing, you're not going to enjoy this one. That's just how it simply is.
Right.
But with that, let's rate this bad boy, all right? Out of 5, what are you thinking?
You know, the experience alone may have given it a boost, but I think it's a solid 4.
That's what I would say. I'd say a 4. I don't think it's the best in the franchise. I don't think it's the worst in the franchise. It is just a Hatchet film, and it was really exciting. It was a lot of fun, and being on tour does definitely extend that experience because people were cheering, the standing ovations.
Right, you know, and Adam Green, he's on in a different city every night.
He
doesn't watch the movie with us every night, but he said that he was going to sit in and watch with us at Chicago, and he said he really enjoyed it, and that really, you know. We could see the smile on his face, and that was good in itself.
Yeah, it was awesome. If you get a chance to see it, definitely do. If not, I still recommend getting it on Blu-ray when you can. All right, with that, let's move on to pretty much our last actual line of news, and that's last year. Now, last year, if you guys don't know, is an asymmetrical horror game, very similar to that of Friday the 13th, but is in a first-person point of view, and is 5v1, and the whole point of the game is to directly reference past horror films. Like, if you look at the maps indirectly, you've got, like, the high school prom map, which is, it's a 90s high school, but it's a reference to Carrie and pretty much every 90s film ever. You also got, Silver Lake Camp?
Yeah, Silver Lake.
So, it's Camp Crystal Lake.
I think it's called The Neighborhood?
Yeah, it's a very simple, like, suburbs neighborhood that looks very similar to Lampkin Lane from Halloween. Then you have a mall. Those are the 4 maps that are locked and confirmed right now. All references to horror films. They're very aware of what they're doing, and I'm sure if they had licenses, they would do that too.
Yeah.
They'd pull Dead by Daylight and start mixing in all these characters.
Yeah.
But, you know, we expected a beta this week, on Friday. It was supposed to be this weekend, October 27th through the 29th or the 30th. That has been delayed. Now, they're quiet all around. They don't really say much, which is what most independent, like, companies do.
Right.
People just don't realize because Gun Media talks so much about F-13. But this is an independent game. And like, and that's how they're going to be quiet.
Right.
But it has been delayed.
Right. And, you know, I'm in the last year Discord server, and there are just people just complaining like, nope, done. This is a scam. Da-da-da. Look, people, this is indie game development. Delays are nothing new, nothing out of the ordinary. And at least we get some, you know, announcement with a delay, not just, hey, you know, this is expected to come out in 2016, and we hear nothing forever until 2019 and the game comes out. No, they announced a delay and explained the reason why, which was connectivity issue.
Yeah, pretty much just balance connectivity issues with multiplayer servers.
Yes,
because peer-to-peer appears to not be working out, which screams, are they going to have dedicated servers? Maybe
they need it.
Yeah, that stuff is expensive as hell. Now, they had a decent budget. I mean, it's not a big budget. They raised about $500,000, and then they have some sponsors on the side too. But once again, still very low budget. You're not looking. You're just in Gun Media shoes as well. So I mean, like, I'm keep it relating back to Friday the 13th because that's what you guys know. That's what we know,
and that's what a lot of people, you know, compare, you know, the development to, which is unfair.
Right.
In a way, they have nowhere near the amount of budget that Friday the 13th, the game had.
Yeah, at least that we can see. This is Elastic Games, who they're a breakoff of like bigger third, AAA developers.
Right. They worked on Assassin's Creed, I believe.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry. So these guys have worked on some bigger games, which is one of the reasons it looks so good.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, they may not have a big budget, but the game looks solid.
Right. You know, we just had that one killer gameplay trailer for a while that's been out for a while. And they released how many GIFs? Like three?
I think three GIFs. One was showing off some of the weapons, the shocker weapon, how it can immobilize. It can immobilize the killer, and it gives you a chance to hit him. And they were saying, actually, you could kill the killer doing that. You could shock him, immobilize him, then hit him. But if he breaks out the immobilization, I mean, you're screwed.
Right. And side note, if you can kill the killer, but he will come back. It's not like Friday the 13th where the game's over. Mm-hmm. He will come back. But yeah, you know, those GIFs that we got look good. So good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It looks solid. And it looks very much like Left 4 Dead to me.
Yes, yes.
Like,
just a better looking Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, pretty much. There's stuff they showed, like, you can... The Skyjack, you had to collect 8 gas cans to build the Skyjack.
Yes.
Just stuff like that. In general, there's a lot to there's a lot to work with. There's more objectives in Friday the 13th, I'd say. Because you have one objective that leads to the other objective, and it's just constantly going.
Right. And also, it's built being the killer, you know, and even as the survivors, is built around a lot of strategy. A lot of strategy. The killer can despawn and hide and set invisible traps to catch the survivors. Unlike, you know, most games of Friday the 13th, where you can get someone just running at you, chasing you, and slashing you.
Right. While there are still balls to the wall chasing, it's more. It seems like more suspense driven.
Yeah, suspense, stealth, strategy.
Yeah, very much so. So that I'm up for. I think it'll have its own entity. And Friday the 13th and last year will be able to, you know, go side by side. It's not going to be like this one wins over this one.
Right.
That's not how it's going to be. Same with Dead by Daylight. There's no like
which is better.
Yeah. Like
there's
I don't
none of that
because they're very different and they're their own essence.
Right.
So if you can enjoy one and enjoy the other at the same time too, that's an okay thing, guys. You don't need to don't need to hate one group over the other. You can enjoy both, but. We get this question all the time. Are we going to be playing the beta? Absolutely. We've actually been following this for a long time.
Yes.
But no news has dropped. They're very quiet. So we will be covering every update that happens. So if you want last year's updates, please subscribe for notifications on so you don't miss an update in the future. That goes for Dead by Daylight and F13 as well. So that's how that is. Hopefully it's there. Right now they're planning for early 2018. They're leaving it open. We're back in this hole of early 2018. You know. We're used to it. We'll be all right. We'll survive this wait. But the issues that they need to fix seem pretty, I don't want to say minor because they're not. I mean, it's real work. But there could be a lot bigger issues.
Right, with actual gameplay, bugs, stuff like that. It seems like their main issue is just peer-to-peer connectivity.
Yeah. So once they get over that hump, we could see it earlier than early 2018. I mean, we could see it around Christmas, maybe.
Maybe.
That being said. I would just expect early 2018. And remember, guys, that runs up a past, you know, May. We've gone through this before. All right. Now, okay, so we don't have any other news. Like I said, it's been a really quiet week. So what we're going to do is jump into some frequently asked questions that we always get in our streams. I mean, every stream, we're answering these over and over again. So we want to leave it here. And now we can go into a little bit more detail than what we usually do. Now, these are all going to be Friday the 13th related. So if you don't want to hear any of these questions... Feel free to wrap up the podcast here. But if you want to hear our opinions on certain things, this is the place to do it. Here we go. First of all, what's next? What's next in the game? Now, what we do know is coming. We know Fox is coming.
Right.
We know that a new clothing pack is coming.
Before Halloween. Which has to be this week, right? They're not going to drop it on the 30th on Monday. No, they're going to want you to play it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we know new kills are coming as well.
Yes.
So after that... is where things get a little fishy. First of all, the new kills, not sure what they're going to do with those, but I imagine they're just environmental kills. Hopefully some stuff made directly for the Jarvis house is what we would expect.
Right. It seems like there's not that many unique environmental kills on the Jarvis house as of this point. So maybe we see, you know, a couple environmental kills exclusive to the Jarvis house.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm cool with it. Any new kills, I'm excited for. Now, for the clothing pack... Since it's before Halloween, we're thinking costumes.
It's got to be, right?
We're thinking something Halloween related. Costumes would be fantastic.
You know,
though.
Can we just get like the Scooby-Doo gang?
God damn it, yes! God damn it.
That would work so well. You know, other than that, like, what other clothing pack could there be? Or, but, you know, they wanted to get it. They said they would get it out before Halloween.
Yeah.
It's got to be costumes, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, who really gives a shit about clothes? Like, I like having something a little bit different, yada, yada. Like, who cares? Like, that's why. But if we're going to have new clothes, it should be something very, like, different. That's why the spring break was interesting, because it was swimsuits. It was very much different.
Yes.
So this
yes.
should be something different. Halloween costumes fits perfectly. That's our guess for that. Now, after that, we're talking new maps and new Jasons.
Right.
And,
you know, single player modes.
Right.
You know, we got the Virtual Cabin 2.0, the offline box, and a demo of the single player challenges. That's what's next on the roadmap.
Yeah. For the new Jason, we've been saying it forever. We think it's Uber Jason.
Right.
Gonna keep driving with that. Now, Jason X was very much requested. People don't believe me on that. I don't know why. It's like, ooh, nobody wants Jason X. Like, I know it's a shitty movie. I don't disagree with you.
I mean, it just lost. It was fourth place on the poll when they were asking what Jasons you want to see in the game. So.
Yeah, it almost made it. So why would you not do that one next?
They have the rights.
They have the rights. And then Uber Jason, it's different, right? It's not just the same Jasons over and over again.
Right.
So I'm all in for Uber Jason. That would be cool.
Yeah, you know, and he'll probably play kind of like Savini Jason does, we think.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would predict is Savini. Destruction. I mean, he'll be able to have hella grip strength and probably have a solid shift, but he won't be able to walk. Water speed will be bad. That stuff. That's what you'd expect from Jason X. Hopefully that's what we're getting, though. But we still have a chance seeing Roy, and we still have a chance seeing, you know, pre-Uber Jason X.
Right. You know, new map. You know, maybe we see a part five, part six.
Yeah, this is the one I'm much more clueless on. Because there are so many options for this one, actually.
It could be a type of Manhattan map where, you know, it's half of the dock area, half of a ship, you know, maybe a couple alleys. That's the only way I think they could do it. I think having, like, triple levels on a boat would just be too hard to morph.
Right.
You couldn't.
Yeah. Well, you could. You could have, like, three different map sections. And then True. Each one is each level. But, like, yeah, like I said, it's complicated. That one's much more tough. That was something I see later down the road.
Yes.
But Camp Forest Green from Part 6 makes sense. We could see the clinic from 5. You could do anything. Part 7, you could literally do any of those.
Right.
Like, so that one's much more open for the Jasons, where they're limited. There's not much more they can do. So don't really have any predictions on that.
Right. And then the new counselors that are coming. You know, the fact that we got Mitch, you know, who closely resembles Chuck,
yeah,
from Part 3, and we're getting Fox, you know, means we gotta be getting Shelly, right?
Or are they going by movies? You know, could they be doing, like, two counselors, like, per movie?
That's true, but, you know, Larry Zerner, you know, he's been, you know, in contact, you know, with them on Twitter. He plays the game a lot. You know, could we be seeing Shelly next? He was at the mocap studio,
yeah,
hanging out.
The thing is, yeah, Larry Zerner very much wants to be in the game, and I can't see Gunmedia not wanting him in the game.
Right.
So at some point, I would expect to see Shelly.
Yeah, I hope so.
That would be great. And then, we, of course, at the Jarvis, we're going to make a video on the Easter eggs involved in the Jarvis House map, but we saw his mask that he wears in Part 3, the clear code mask.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I'm just hidden. Like, that would be great. So I can imagine. But we can see Trish from Part 4. We could see anybody, literally anybody. Adrian King is who I really, really want.
We could, you know, see Tina, maybe without her telekinetic powers.
Yeah.
But Lar Park Lincoln has said that she wants to be in the game.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
She said that as well. She's like, yeah, how do I get involved? I want to be in it. Yeah. So, but, like, she's, like, the toughest counselor to put into the game due to her abilities. And if she doesn't have abilities, everyone's going to be like, what the fuck, man? Where are her abilities?
Exactly.
So that's kind of where they sit there. But, I mean, the biggest question is, heroes, will we get more Tommy Jarvis's? The only person to me that, well, there's two that could actually be heroes and make that big of a change like Tommy does is Tina from Part 7. Like I said, that one's complicated. And then Duke from Jason Goes to Hell.
Right.
Those are the only ones that really make sense. After that, nobody has, like, been a hero. There's been, like, Final Girls. You could have Alice, sure, I guess. But they're not powerful. Like, if you make them all set, because the hero's supposed to have, like, tens all around.
Right.
If you do that with her, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, that's how I sit there. Heroes are going to be tough. Duke's the only one that makes sense to me, really. Now, let's move on to our next question. This is one we get all the time. What do you think of Mitch, J4, and the Jarvis House map? Mitch, love it.
Yeah, he might be, you know, my new main.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to playing Lachapa, so I'm used to the lower speed stamina. And then just the repair is nice and the composure.
He's very similar to AJ to me, so yes. I'm all for that.
Yes.
So, Mitch, dig it. Yes. J4, he works great on the Jarvis House map.
He was made for the Jarvis map.
Pretty much. Like, the speed with destruction is a great thing.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That I dig. But if you put him on, like, Higgins, without the shift, people kind of just run all over you. Right. It's tough. Now, for the Jarvis map, a lot of people hate this map. And you know why? It's simply because it's tough to escape.
Right.
I love it. I love it. It's actually my favorite map.
Yes, yes.
And I love, because I love the challenge, mm-hmm. you know? And then it's also, I love Friday the 13th Part 4. It's tied with, like, my favorite in the franchise with Part 6. And so when you, I know the locations, and they nailed it. They nailed it. It looks so beautiful. So just looking at it's great, and I love the challenge. I'm tired, escaping every single time.
Right. You know, some people, you know, play to escape. We play, we stream, you know, for hours, you know, we just want to have fun, and yeah. and it really is just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it delivers it. So if you put away not being that good anymore, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, it, there's a real challenge there. I think the game got too easy once you figured everything out.
Right.
So yeah, we dig it. A lot of people don't, but we do. I love it. All right. What counselor in Jason is the best? Get this all the time.
The best.
Yeah, this is preference, okay? This can change for everybody. Now, our favorite counselors, like we just said, well, Mitch might be starting to become our main.
Right, Mitch and, you know, AJ. Deborah and Adam, I think, are the top tier, in our opinion.
Yeah, AJ is great, as long, because, you know, she may not be as fast.
Yes.
But she had the stealthiness, the repair. She has decent stamina. That's solid stuff.
Right. You know, repair is something you really need. Decent speed and stamina. Composure is also really good.
Yeah.
To have. And yeah, AJ's stealth is can really be helpful in certain situations.
Absolutely. So counselor, that's just preference. A lot of people like being fast and hitting people. So Bugsy, I mean, that happens all the time. Now, as for Jason, this one's a lot more mutually agreed on, and that's part eight.
Mm-hmm.
Part eight's just a goddamn monster. Even they say it, like Ronnie said it. It's like we just made him a beast. We didn't mean to. It just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the destruction, the shift. I mean, it's just not fair.
You're on a map with a boat. You're not getting out. Unless if a decent Jason who is paying attention to the map, you're not getting out on the boat.
Right.
You're catching.
And he also has, tied for the best kills. I actually think J4 holds up with the kills.
Yes, yes. That's fair to say.
Yeah, but he has great kills. Great kills, mm-hmm. for sure. So, yeah, J8's probably the best. Growing to love Savini, though. Growing to love Savini. We used to hate him, but he's, you know, once you get used to him, he's not that bad.
I'm not a Jason player.
Yeah, he never plays Jason. I play Jason all the time. So, you know, I've grown to love Savini, but J8. For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if you could create a counselor, what would the stats be? The thing is that the answer for this should be the same for everybody. And it's to make your goddamn counselor OP. Oh, I want 10 out of 10 composure. I want 10 out of 10 speed, stamina, and repair. Perfect. I'm
zero
done.
Zeros for the rest. Not one, zero.
I'd want to be pretty average all around, except I'd want to have just increased repair. And stamina. That's really all I need.
That, you know, composure is also a good thing to have.
Yeah, but even having that average, like at a 5, I'm okay with that. Yeah. And same with luck.
Yeah, luck too.
I like driving the car. If I have better luck, my grease monkey works better.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing too. But really, like, of course, everybody wants the same stuff. Great, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to actually make your own counselor, you're gonna make him absolutely OP.
Yeah.
Now, if I could bring a counselor into the game, if that's how we're thinking.
Ooh.
See, I don't want to pick somebody from the movie, because I always say Adrian King, because I think she deserves it. But after that, like, if I could bring people into the game, goddamn right it's a Scooby gang.
Right.
It's going to be Mystery Incorporated. It should be. They would fit so well. Think about it. The Robot Chicken can do it. You can do it too, Gun Media. God damn it. All right. Now, create a custom Jason. This is our last one. We went on for a little long here, but it was fun. Create a custom Jason. What would he look like? What would stats be?
Yeah, we've been asked that a lot. Like, oh, after all these Jasons, what are the, you know, they got to start working on custom Jasons. What do you guys think? And, you know, we've been saying this since probably, you know, June, yeah. July. You know, our idea would be a Prison Break Jason.
That'd be so cool. I can just see it now. You know, the stripes, chains coming off. I would say a black mask would be cool.
Yeah.
A darker mask or you know, just something along those lines.
Either the orange jumpsuit or, yeah, the black and white classic stripes.
I would like the black and white. I think that'd be cooler. Would it be the black and white, yeah, old school jumpsuits, and then just, you know, like chains, yeah, around chains, his ankles and hands.
Ball and chains, yeah. So, you know, for his weapon, it would be, you know, the ball and chain. A little different, you know, than these other weapons. But, you know, when we talk about the kills, you'll see why.
Yeah. Of course, it takes away the ability to slash very well. But when you do get hit, we think he should have plus weapon strength and destruction. Because it's goddamn ball and chain.
Yeah.
It would go right through a door. All mm-hmm. right. Grip strength should be up. I mean, he's been grinding in the goddamn prison, you mm-hmm. know, getting swole. Should be pretty tough. And then plus shift, simply because he won't be able to run. So he right. should be able to shift a little bit faster. You need something, right?
Right. So then, you know, his weaknesses would be water speed.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was not a pool in the prison.
No. you know, morph regen speed.
Yeah, if you're going to have a good shift, I think your morph should go down. So right. basically like J6.
Right. And then can't run. He's got balls and chains wearing that.
Yeah. Down. Yeah, in fact, he actually should be the slowest walker arguably, but whatever. We're not going to take it that far, you know. Now, the kills. This is where we lose our creativity. We have a lot of things in our heads that it could be, but actually for mapping them out, not very well. Of course, with the chain, you got to have some sort of choking kill.
Right. You know, maybe, you know, he's got an extra chain. He can, you know, just hold you up, maybe pop your head off.
Maybe. You could also, like, maybe have one where he kicks you down and just a full overhead swing and just right in your face with the ball.
Yeah, just pumpkin smash.
That'd be cool. And then I kind of picture See No Evil, you know, with Kane,
mm-hmm.
like Glenn Jacobs Kane, not Kane Hodder Kane.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's whipping that chain around and hooking people up. I think that'd be cool. Just having something where you wrap them all the way up and maybe so point that, like, you could squeeze and it like, snaps them in half and just, like, splits them and their body comes in two. That'd be cool. And their legs are just still standing and the torso just falls off. I'm cool with that. That'd be sweet. But there's a lot of options. This is where the question day comes in. What would you do? What would your kills be for our prison break, Jason? Ball and chain weapon. Be creative.
Yeah.
Be creative. Also, this tells me that you made it this far in the episode, and I'm very much impressed with you. I love you. Retention rate is a great, great thing.
Yes.
That does wrap up today's episode of Slash and Cast, though. For those that stuck around this whole time, thank you very much. As always, thank you guys so much for watching. Editor, roll that outro. Hey, you. Thanks for watching this episode of SlasherCast. If you enjoyed, make sure you drop a like and click that box right down there to check out last week's episode.
Also, if you want to check out the film the fans are calling the best fan film of all time, make sure you click that box right down there to check out our Friday the 13th fan film.
While you're at it, click that circle right there to subscribe to our channel and never miss a video again.
As always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.